USA News. I'm John Schaefer. Police in Iowa's capital city are responding to a shooting with multiple victims. The incident reported at a Des Moines charter school that helps disadvantaged youth. Police say three people are injured, two students and a teacher. Four members of the group Oath Keepers, who attacked the Capitol on January 6th last year, were convicted of seditious conspiracy today. Jury began deliberations on Thursday after a five-week trial. Prosecutors said the four men used a perverted version of American history to justify their actions on January 6th. The man who disarmed a gunman in Monterey Park, California over the weekend telling his story, Brandon Say, appeared on ABC's Good Morning America this morning to recount his heroic actions. He said he saw the man enter the dance hall lobby, heard some clicking, saw the gun, and knew what he had to do.
When I got the courage, I lunged at him with both my hands, grabbed the weapon, and we had a struggle. We struggled into the lobby, trying to get this gun away from each other. He was hitting me across the face, bashing the back of my head.
Say said once he got the gun, he told the man to leave or he'd shoot. Suspect then took off to the parking lot and got in his van. That suspect ended up killing himself after a manhunt in Southern California.
Authorities identified 72-year-old Hu Can Tran as the Asian man who opened fire on Saturday night at a Monterey Park dance studio. 10 people were killed.
The investigation is still ongoing. Sheriff's homicide detectives are working around the clock, gathering additional information and working on determining the motive behind this extremely tragic event.
Los Angeles County Sheriff Robert Luna said the suspect was found Sunday with a self-inflicted gunshot wound after a standoff with police in nearby Torrance. I'm Jerry Barmash.
A recession could be on its way for the U.S. economy. The Conference Board's leading economic index fell by 1% in December. This is USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The NFL championship games are set. Jose Flores has more.
The matchups are set for the NFC and AFC championship games. The San Francisco 49ers beat the Cowboys. They advance to their third NFC title game in the last four seasons. The Niners will be facing the top-seeded Eagles in Philadelphia with a trip to the Super Bowl on the line. That game will kick off next Sunday at 3 p.m. Eastern. The Bengals and Chiefs will be squaring off in the AFC championship game for the second straight season after Cincinnati beat Buffalo in the divisional round. Kickoff is in KC next Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern.
Comedian Maya Rudolph is set to appear in Eminem's Super Bowl ads. Speaking with Today.com, the SNL alum described herself as a lifelong lover of the candy. She said the partnership was something that little Maya would be thrilled about. While she couldn't reveal much about the upcoming commercial, she promised it would feature lots of fun moments for viewers to enjoy. Some of Utah's top state officials plan to sue major social media companies over the alleged harms they pose to children. Utah's Governor Spencer Cox said the companies know their platforms can have negative effects on kids' mental health, yet they've done nothing to address these issues. It's not clear which companies would be targeted or when those lawsuits would be filed. A movie about Nike's rise to dominance in the shoe industry starring Ben Affleck and Matt Damon will hit theaters this spring. Amazon Studios' Air will debut on April 5th. Affleck will play Nike co-founder Phil Knight, while Damon will play Sonny Vaccaro, the man who signed Michael Jordan to his first shoe deal. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.